Today I'm at an event called Research in the Open, How Mandates Work in Practice. It's organised by the Research Repository Support Project and Research Information Network. It's been a good morning so far. It's now lunchtime. I'm standing on a balcony on a very sunny day in London, looking at the BT Tower. It started off with Robert from the Wellcome Trust, talking about how their mandate has worked in the last few years and various developments in their area. We moved on to a talk from the Research Council, the Economic and Social Research Council. They talked about the drivers and the benefits and the issues they faced in the mandates they set back in 2006. After coffee, we had a talk from someone at UK PubMed Central, Paul Davey. They talked about the developments with PubMed Central UK, where it's come from, the funders, the commitment, and the sort of things they're working on. It included some interesting stuff to do with text mining and things in that area. Next was a talk about a project called PEER. It's a European Union funded project. It stands for Pioneering Collaboration between Publishers, Repositories and Researchers. It's looked quite an interesting thing. They've got a number of publishers and repositories on board. They're going to do a controlled experiment basically to look at 50% of the articles being put into these repositories are going to be put in by the publishers, the other 50% done by authors, and they're going to look at that and study that in various ways to see how that works and what the issues are. And finally, this morning we had a talk from Charles Oppenham. Right. I hope I pronounced that right. Yes, exactly. Sorry. Talking about a report which he and the guy whose surname is Houghton, maybe the first name I've just forgotten, I've recently produced and published, and that's looking at the economic factors with open access and scholarly communication. A good morning so far. I wish I could remember more names, never mind. Okay.